HBO's Real Sports ran a feature last week on the arms race in college sports. It questioned why Eastern Michigan University still spends so much money to compete in Division I football. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, and I've been asking the same question for a decade. Eastern Michigan has competed in the Mid-American Conference since 1973. The Eagles have won 134 conference titles in 20 sports. They excel in track, cross-country, and swimming, men's and women's, and occasionally baseball and basketball. But in football, the Eagles have taken home exactly one MAC title in 43 years, dating back to 1987. The football team is, well, bad. In 1995, they went 6-5, and that was their last winning season. Under coach Chris Creighton, they're currently 3-21. That's one problem. Here's another. Last year, EMU's athletic department spent almost $34 million, most of it on football. 80% of that budget came from the university's general fund. By comparison, Michigan and Michigan State get less than 1% of their athletic budgets from their universities. As a result, at Eastern Michigan, about $1,000 of the $10,000 tuition the average EMU student pays each year goes to support the athletic department, whether they care about it or not. And that is the next problem. Most EMU students, faculty, and alumni do not care about the football team. That's why the Eagles draw fewer than 10,000 fans per game, the lowest in all of Division I. I'm willing to bet more Eastern students follow the Michigan Wolverines than follow the Eagles. Of course, a lot of things universities do not make money, like teaching Latin. That's why most universities work for the public and not for profits. But in the last decade, EMU's athletic department has doubled staff salaries to $6.4 million, including 21 new positions. The rest of the university has added just 16 full-time employees. And that's when you have to ask some serious questions. What is the purpose of a state university? If it's to provide education and research to benefit the public, what's the point of spending millions of dollars on a football program your students and faculty don't even care about? These questions become more poignant when you consider that most EMU students are not from wealthy families. They're taking out expensive student loans, working their way through school, or often both. Perhaps the most celebrated Eastern Michigan graduate last week was Ramon Williams, who gained headlines when it was discovered that he was homeless. To save enough money to pay his tuition, he slept in the library. What's more incredible is that Mr. Williams is not the only homeless student at Eastern Michigan. If there is even one, however, how can the school justify spending $30 million on its football team, including hundreds of thousands to pay buyouts for failed football coaches? Eastern actually has got a lot of options, including dropping down to a Division II league like the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They had swapped playing Central Michigan for Grand Valley State and saved millions of dollars. They'd probably win more games, too. They'd have to, wouldn't they? True, the athletic department has recently attracted more donations and more season ticket buyers. So perhaps the current regime deserves a chance to right the ship. But when the EMU Regents recently came out with a full-page letter announcing they supported EMU football 100%, you have to wonder whom exactly EMU's Regents are supposed to represent. The students, the faculty, the alumni, the state taxpayers, or the voters, most of whom would not care if EMU cut football? It looks to me like Eastern's Regents are speaking for Eastern's Regents and nobody else. If the Regents have their way, the Eagles will keep finishing last in wins, in attendance, in revenue. Or the Regents could choose to be leaders and be one of the first Division I schools to say, enough. Now would be a good time to be leaders.